This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ask you this. You said in your response to Senator Cruz that you and the FBI do your job to the best of your ability. So why don't you tell me what your job is? Is it to defend and shield Joe Biden, or is your job to protect this country and the Constitution of the United States? Which is it?
The job of the FBI is to protect the country, keep people safe, and uphold the Constitution of our great country.
So
period. That's what we work to do every day. Objectively, there are not two standards of justice. There is only one. It's applied equally to each and every person.
Perception, there are two standards, very clear standards of justice in this country. We see it every single day. The American people see this every single day. They look at you and they see a politicized entity that is weaponizing an agency of the federal government against the American people.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Thank you for being a part of the program. Thank you for each and every one of you who wakes up every day with better things to do. Because, you know, I don't know that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is necessarily protecting our way of life every single day, but we do it. And I appreciate you. If nobody else is willing to tell you, I'm willing to tell you. Because I know the sacrifice that we make in my family to do it, and it is untenable. I cannot tell you the stresses that we are going through right now. Physical, mental, emotional, etc. But you've got to stay the course. Melissa had issues with her heart, set us back in many ways. I mean, as a family, when somebody's down, you just have to, you know, it's undaunting. But you got to persevere because you're not doing it for self. And I will tell you, I think about what my family's been through over the last 15 years. In fighting for this republic, and there are times where I look at it and go, man, I want to think of it as a waste of time, but I don't. It would be easy to do it, and I'm going to tell you, when times get tough, you do reflect and ask yourself, was it worth it? I have to believe it is. I have to believe that. That, you know, what's God's purpose for me? You know, I talk about it when I'm talking to kids all the time. What are the 2 days that are most important days of your life? The day you were born and the day you were found out what you were born to do. And I believe in my heart of hearts that this is what I was born to do, because I wouldn't do it otherwise, to be honest with you. It has to be that. Because if I were to want the worldly goods, I wouldn't do this. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't do it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We are talking about Hunter Biden's knack for being in the know. Given all that we know about the COVID scam, would it surprise you to learn that crackhead Hunter is a shrewd investor when it comes to COVID? This story at the time, it's probably a week old or so, maybe 2 weeks, but new emails reveal that Hunter Biden invested in a pandemic preparedness company while his dad was VP, after his investment that they had received in millions in taxpayer funding. According to the public information records, the company Metabiota received a $250,000 investment from Hunter Biden's company before requesting his help with Ukraine relations. The company then received over $18 million in taxpayer money with some earmarks for Ukraine relations. I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm going to list these scams. COVID, the vaccine, Ukraine, climate change, you know, Black Lives Matter, these are all leftist scams. And when I see, when somebody says, do you want to donate your extra pennies for Ukraine? Heck No. When I see somebody advertise, "We proudly support Ukraine," it makes me want to cringe. There are things now that have become almost dog whistles for me to say. I have no interest in helping, supporting, being involved in any way with you. None. Unbelievable. Hunter Biden knew. How could he be so smart to invest in pandemic preparedness before COVID? I mean, this makes Hillary Clinton's $100,000 investment that, you know, what was she playing the futures market? Turned $1,000 into $100,000? Hunter Biden turned $250,000 into $18 million. Whew. Now, I know as a percentage is not as big as Hillary's, but that's still a lot of cheddar. I ask you, who else could get away with this? The Biden family is a family of buffoons, and the left protect them. We're not talking about the Kennedys here, folks. We're talking about the Bidens. What is it that makes the left circle the Bidens so much, circle the wagons? What is it? I know what it is. They're invested in them too much. It isn't the Bidens. They don't like the Bidens. The problem we have here is that they've invested in everything that the left represents is rolled into the Bidens. Dopeheads, idiots who lie all the time, ineffective leadership, etc. So when they support Biden, they support all of that. And when they pushed all their chips into the middle, they got to protect them. I like where we are as conservatives, though. I do. I like our position. Because I'm going to tell you, the Democrats are not going to win this. In fact, I just heard this. I don't know if you guys know this. The Department of Justice has acknowledged it could hold up the probation-only plea deal offered to Hunter Biden for his tax and gun crimes. Now, here's the question. Are we going to demand it, or are we going to let him get away with it? Because I have a suggestion. I suggest we make that number one priority. How about we say, you're not going to get away with it. And maybe what we do is we go look at all the court cases of people who did what Hunter did. And we say, you must either compensate. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kevin, this is going to cost a lot of taxpayer dollars. No, what it is going to do is it's going to put the spotlight on these guys. It's going to say, you know what? You better pay Wesley Snipes. You better pay. I don't want to pay Martha Stewart. I don't know who are the high-profile people, but there are some low people that you never heard of. What if we get attorneys to go look at all their cases and make the left pay for that? It's just a suggestion. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking earlier in the first hour about Dr. Gal Luft, Israeli professor, sharp guy, whistleblower against Hunter Biden, and he's being persecuted. That's where we left off. His persecution, what he said, 4 years he has been hounded by the Department of Justice because he dared drop dime on what the Hunter, on what the Biden family was doing. And now his life is and everybody around him. And I asked the question, does it sound familiar like what they did to Donald Trump, where Manafort, Papadopoulos, General Flynn, anybody involved with this, with Carter Page? I mean, all you had to do was mention the name Trump and you were under indictment for something. Welcome back, people. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Here's Representative Tiffany talking about the dual system of justice. He's asking the FBI about the dual system of justice. And we're going to, once we play this, we're going to come back to Dr. Gal Luft and the next phases of what happened when he became a whistleblower. Something that we should be happy about. whistleblowers exposing the corruption within the government, people doing the wrong things. This is what people are supposed to do. The same way, if you see something, say something. If somebody's breaking into your neighbor's home, you call 911. We have a system of justice that's set up for what should be a good thing, but we give it a name, whistleblower, and then you change the lexicon and make it appear as though these are the bad guys. Anyway, here's Representative Tiffany talking about asking the members of Congress, members of the Biden administration about the dual system of justice.
Wilcox, if a person lies on form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay, who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs, he had a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
See, point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
Sorry, he's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
Court of law.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
Well, Representative Tiffany is right. It is being talked about. And what I tell you guys is, it's clear. Is the reason why the Democrats continue to leave the Democratic Party in droves, and independents are looking at conservatives, looking at the Republican Party and saying, well, at least some of it, looking at Trump and saying, maybe we misjudged, is everything you're seeing here. I tell people all the time, if you think that black folks don't get what Hunter Biden has gun charges and dope charges, and he's walking around free, living large, and many of our people, black folks, are in prison for the same reason. I'm not saying white folks aren't either. So let me put it this way. Many other Americans are in prison for the same things that Hunter's walking free for. You're out of your minds. We're finally getting to the lowest common denominator. You know what the Democrats are looking like? They look like what they accuse Republicans of being. Elitists who can buy their way out of anything, or they just power their way out of anything. And the only question we should be asking ourselves is, how are we not capitalizing on this? I keep coming back to this discussion that Charles and I had and many others in my organization where we say, what do you think it takes to resonate inside of the communities you're trying to reach? What does it take? I don't know what other organizations do, but I know my mind is geared into how we take a message and make it resonate inside of the community that you're trying to get to flip. And for the record, I don't care whether Latinos, gays, blacks, women flip on anything. What I care about is that they have all the right information. I care that they have the truth. One of the guys, as you guys know, I'm a big time, I used to be a fighter, and I keep in touch with all of what's going on in the UFC and boxing and stuff like that. And there's a guy, his name is Anthony Smith, really good, great fighter, light heavyweight. And he was talking about having to take the COVID shot, and now he's got blood clots. And I'll play this in another time, but he said his mom died after she got the booster. He goes, I can tell you, the booster killed my mom. Within 2 weeks of getting that shot, she was a different person, and she died. And she was relatively healthy. Well, the guy interviewing him is a guy named Michael Bisping, who was a former fighter in the UFC. And Michael said, I was a proponent of the shot when they did it because I felt like we needed to be safe. He goes, I got the shot. He goes, now I know it's complete BS. I know it is. Anthony said, I suspected it from the beginning. And here's what he says in the interview. And again, I'll play it another day. But he says, I got it because I had to get it. In order to work, I had to get it. And then Bisping came back and said, you know, in Hollywood, they're still testing. They act as if it's still the same. This is a recent interview, by the way. Now, what have we learned? It's all BS. What are we learning about the dual system of justice? And what the left will want you to believe is that it's all fair. Everybody's being fair. The COVID vaccine, it was fair. It was good for you. And what have we learned? Lie after lie after lie. So here's my point, the bigger point. The left has nothing to rely on to say, well, look, we told you the truth about this. We were upfront about this. Nothing they say is true. And it's being found out. And so Dr. Gal Luft, who's being a whistleblower, telling you this is what these people are doing, and there is a dual system of justice. They're persecuting me while letting Hunter and his family go through. And I'm telling you, folks, I love being on our side of this issue. Every single day, we learn more about this crooked Biden family. Now, I don't have time to play the clip. We're going to come back in the next segment with a clip of Dr. Gal Luft questioning the motives of the FBI. Well, look at the proof we have. Look at everything we've had to question. We question the COVID itself. We question the vaccines themselves. We question the FBI as it relates to the Biden family's bank records. Why won't they release the Hunter Biden's White House visit logs of Hunter Biden? And I could go on. All of this stuff is just a cabal that's a cover-up that's completely breaking down. And you know what's happening? All these whistleblowers are becoming believable because they are believable. And more whistleblowers are coming forward, and we're about to blow the lid off this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's in Lithuania for a two-day NATO summit. Members of the military alliance will reaffirm their support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion continues. Membership for Ukraine and Sweden also expected to be front and center of discussions. Earlier Monday, Biden met with the British Prime Minister and King Charles in Great Britain. Why is it so hot? But you can blame El Nino, according to a top NASA scientist. She says that El Nino's weather cycle is contributing to the record temperatures in the U.S.
The combination of climate change and El Nino means we're seeing higher global temperatures.
Dr. Kate Calvin, chief NASA scientist and senior climate advisor on CBS Face the Nation. The Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin met with the Wagner Group boss after the failed mutiny last month. Putin gave his assessment of the mercenary group and what happened the day of the uprising. The head of Wagner reportedly struck a deal to leave Russia for Belarus. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So let me propose an idea. Why won't the DOJ make my indictment public? Do it. Make my day. Put it on your website so that every American can see the nature of the allegations against me, the quality of the evidence, and the length the government is willing to go to weaponize the justice system to punish whistleblowers like me. I have another idea. Why won't the FBI submit to Congress the minutes from the Brussels meeting? Let everybody see what happened in Brussels. Why not? Are you trying to protect anything? Are you trying to protect anybody? I also hope that the DOJ can explain why they targeted me in Cyprus and not in my home country of Israel, where I reside most of the time. After all, the U.S. shares a bilateral extradition treaty with Israel. So if any of my crimes are real and serious, and this is not just political prosecution, why did the U.S. need to sneak up on me during a short visit to Cyprus? Do they not trust the Israeli judicial system to judge this issue on its merits? What's going on here? Also, why did the DOJ wait 6 whole years, well beyond the statute of limitation, to indict me? And why did the DOJ choose to unseal the indictment on November 1st, 2022, the very same week of the midterm elections? Could this have anything to do with the fact or the fear that once Republicans gain control over Congress and begin to investigate, their cover-up would be in full display? And perhaps the biggest question of all, why am I being indicted for FARA, for ghostwriting an innocuous article for which I received no payment, let alone from a foreign government, when the mother of all FARA cases, the Biden's systemic influence peddling on behalf of foreign governments for which they raked millions, goes unpunished? This is in a nutshell why I decided to act the way I did. Because I do not have faith that I would receive a fair trial in a New York court.
That may be some of the most powerful testimony, if you will. I mean, talk about the court of public opinion. And I'm going to give Dr. Galluf credit. In the conservative circles, we're all talking about it. Now, I will say this. I haven't seen it on mainstream news. I don't think you will. But Representative Comer, who is at... I want you to understand, this is a guy who was supposed to testify. And Comer came back later and said, "We can't find our witness. He seems to have disappeared." And the reason why he disappeared is the Democrats tried to disappear him. I'll be honest with you. I'm shocked Dr. Galluf is still alive. I'm surprised his car hasn't gone off of a mountain or something because the brakes failed. We've seen the movies. Don't think it doesn't really exist. So he asked some very simple questions. I love it because you look at any of these and you and on balance you say, well, do it. The first thing he says, which I think is very important because it speaks to transparency, he says, make my indictment public. You have my permission. Now, remember when Shapley was accused of being the leaker of Hunter Biden's medical, whatever, all of the information, his banking information, that's what it was, his banking information. And Shapley came out and said, release anything related to me. Go to the Washington Post. You have my full permission to talk to the reporters who did the story, have them give you their notes, have you give them any correspondence between me and they, etc., etc. He went on. He said, do what you need to do because I'm telling you under oath, unequivocally, I had nothing to do with leaking of Hunter Biden's records. Now, you know why that's so scary to the Democrats? Because it means somebody did have something to do with it. And it also means that here's a guy that says, I'm willing to put you to the test. So two things are looming. One, now there's credibility, even more so for Shapley. But see, that credibility is by proxy. That credibility is the same credibility you get. It's the same credibility that Donald Trump gets, that the conservative movement gets. It's not just Shapley being vindicated. That's all of us. And he's saying the same way we would be saying it. If you accuse me of something, I would say, give them all the records. Whatever you need to validate what I'm telling you is go for it. Because when you believe, when you know yourself to be truthful, there's not a problem doing it. Now, if you're lying, you'll fess up. You'll go, well, I tell you what, give them the records. The only thing you're going to find that I did or said is, that's the way I would handle it. Because, look, I've been in these battles. Here's what I learned early on in politics. I'll tell you this. I didn't even know I was in politics when I got into this. I was doing it only for the good of the country. That was it. That was my only goal. And then I started finding out there were people chattering about me. Kevin did that. Or he said this and he did that. And I got called out one time early on in my career with a very well-known person. And I literally, we were in a Twitter thread with a bunch of people. And they thought they could say something about me, and I would just abandon it. And this is, as far as ranking goes, they were higher ranked than I was. And I went at them and said, you prove that lie. I said, I'll give you everything you need to disprove it. And so this went on for two or three emails where, and you got to know, I have some wit, right? So I'm smashing this person. I'm bludgeoning him with my language and also saying, you prove your lie. Because I guarantee you, I will meet with you anywhere. We can discuss it. I'll bring my materials. You bring yours. And if you prove that lie, then I'll get out of this business. And this went on three or four emails to finally the point where that person went, wow, this guy's a fighter. And let me tell you what was happening behind the scenes. People were texting me saying, way to go. I mean, this is 100 people in an email thread of very important folks. This was in Missouri. And we're going back and forth. And I bet you 15 people in that thread said, keep it up. Way to go. It's like I tell you white folks, y'all always say, y'all go, Kevin, I'm so glad you said something. I'm so glad you said something. Because everybody else was afraid to confront this person who was full of themselves. I'm using they-them pronouns so you don't know male-female. But the point is, I'm not calling them out anymore because we kissed and made up, and rightfully so. Because this person had the wrong idea about me and it was getting some misinformation. But if you're getting misinformation about me, check with the source. So, but I aired it out publicly. I'm not going to let you, do that. And so, going back to the matter at hand, this is what all of our whistleblowers are doing. They're saying, make it public. This guy says, put it on the website. He says, because here's what you're going to see. There is a no quality of evidence that would allow them to do what they're doing to me. And then he asks for something else. He says, submit your information to Congress. Submit the minutes of the meetings in Brussels where I told you everything you needed to know. Why won't you do that? You guys know why they won't do it, because it will validate that the FBI knew in advance what was going on with Hunter Biden and his daddy. They knew about the information that was circulating in that laptop that they denied having in October of 2020 or whenever they got it. They got it before that is what people are told. To connect the dots on all this, put some chronology to it, and here's all you see. A blatant, in-your-face cover-up by the FBI. So, you got this guy, he gets detained in Cyprus, and he goes on to talk about, why did they target me in Cyprus? I take a short visit to Cyprus, which means they were following him. He says, they could have gotten me in Israel. We've got extradition in Israel. To America? Do you not trust the Israeli justice system? And then probably some of the more important points. Why did the DOJ wait 6 years to prosecute him for something that the statute of limitations has expired on? I give you Donald Trump again, people! Well beyond the statute of limitations, he says, to indict him. And then the coup de grace. Why did they unseal all of this right before the midterm elections, where people could start asking questions? And you know the answers to all of this. This is a man who was ready to go before Comer and Congress and explain what the Bidens are doing, and this government apparatus is running interference for a sitting, cheating, conniving scumbag of a president and his scumbag family. And you can describe him any way you want. The office of the presidency. The office of the presidency, somebody took a big dump on it, is what's happening with the office of the presidency. If you want to hold it, sacrosanct, fine. You go ahead, you do what you want. But the office of the presidency has been sullied. And Jill Biden talking about bringing decency into the White House, how dare she even utter the words decency with that crazy crackhead family? Oh, if you knew the truth about the Biden family, it's ugly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Obama administration, writes the Washington Times, knew everything that was going on with Biden and what he was doing. A White House scheduling email sent to then-VP Joe Biden ahead of a call with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko was also sent to his son Hunter, who was serving on the board of a Ukrainian energy company looking to escape a corruption probe. This is what's in the article by the Washington Times. In the call, the elder Biden urged Mr. Poroshenko to continue reforming Ukraine's prosecutor general office. It's unclear whether Hunter Biden was involved in the call outside of getting an email alert about it. Well, okay. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, bringing logic to all of this. Not that you haven't already caught it, but why would you CC Hunter Biden on anything involving White House business? 844-551-8255. Why would you do it? The short answer is you wouldn't. The timing of the call, they say, however, coincides with Hunter Biden's $1 million a year job on the board for Burisma, which allegedly hired him to help dodge charges from the Ukrainian prosecutor general. The White House scheduling email was sent on May 26 of 2016 to Mr. Biden's assistant, John S. Flynn. It was disclosed by the National Archives in response to a Freedom of Information request mined by an online FOIA sleuth who gave it to the Washington Times. Here's what it reads. Boss, 8:45 a.m. prep for 9 a.m. call with President Poroshenko. Then we're off to Rhode Island for infrastructure event. Then Wilmington for UDEL commencement. Nate will have your draft remarks delivered later tonight with your press clips in the morning, is what Flynn wrote to then VP Biden. They don't know why Biden's son was included in the email. Flynn didn't respond to the Washington Times for a comment. Biden's call to Mr. Poroshenko occurred as executives of the Burisma company were seeking Mr. Biden's help through Hunter Biden to end the corruption probe. Do I need to play the clip where Joe Biden brags about doing exactly that? The message from Mr. Flynn looped in Hunter Biden via his company address at Rosemont Seneca. The younger Biden co-founded the firm with several business associates. Now, let me just say this. Joe Biden's also made the comment that he's never done any business, never did anything to help his son, doesn't know anything about his son's overseas businesses. Yet, we get an email from 2016 from the Obama White House saying, yeah, we're including Hunter in this deal. Just so you're aware, Mr. Vice President. So the call took place May 27, 2016. They did a readout of the call provided by the White House, and they said the two leaders discussed the importance of continuing to institute reforms in the Office of the Prosecutor General, which means cover up for Hunter because your guy's coming after him, and the significance of Ukraine's progress towards implementing judicial reforms and meeting IMF conditions. Now, they write, 2 months earlier, Poroshenko had ousted Viktor Shokin amid accusations that he failed to investigate and prosecute widespread corruption in the country. Mr. Biden was among those who pushed for Mr. Shokin's ouster, and he bragged about it at the Council of Foreign Relations Forum, the one that I mentioned earlier. Said he traveled to Kiev and threatened Mr. Poroshenko that he would withhold $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees if Mr. Shokin was not removed, and they removed him. And guess what? Hunter's ability to continue making money in the crackhead universe, well, it was successful. I want to pivot back to the last comments made by Dr. Gall Luft in this 14-minute video that he gave. And because he talks about getting a fair trial in America and reveals some pretty amazing things that I wasn't aware of, and maybe you aren't either unless you've listened to the entire clip. But here's the final clip that we have of him blowing the whistle on the Biden family corruption.
Let me tell you why. CFC Secretary General Dr. Patrick Ho, who paid Hunter Biden $1 million for God knows what, was not allowed to mention the word Biden before the jury when he was tried in New York in 2018. The very same prosecutor who is now after me, Daniel Reichenthal, told the judge at the time that mentioning the name Biden would, quote, add a political dimension to the case. And the judge agreed. Which means that if I'm ever brought before a U.S. court, I would not be allowed to utter the word Brussels or Biden. In the real context of my arrest, me being patient zero of the Biden family investigation, would be hidden from the jury. Let it sink in. I, who volunteered to inform the U.S. government about potential security breach and about compromising information about a man vying to be the next president, am now being hunted by the very same people whom I informed and may have to live on the run for the rest of my life. I, warn the government about potential risks to the integrity of the 2020 elections. If convicted by a U.S. court, would never be able to vote again in the U.S. elections. Just think about it and ask yourself, who is the real criminal in this story? Thank you for listening.
No, Dr. Gall Luft, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for showing the world, and certainly many Americans, what you should be willing to do for justice, for real justice. Thank you for holding strong, because let me tell you, it ain't easy. It's flatly not easy. So thank you. I mean, think about this. You can't mention the word Biden in court? What kind of country do we live in? What kind of third world crap hole is this? And kangaroo courts, when you go to court and you're going to say, here's what these people did, and you can't say their names. And people agree with you. The judge said, well, I agree, it would add a political dimension. And I don't know if you remember, but earlier when we were listening to Gall Luft, he said that the reason why Donahue didn't want to release the information on the Biden before the election, he says, because it's too close to the elections. And in other words, it could affect the outcome. And for the record, I want to be sure people understand this. Nothing was going to affect the outcome of the election. Trump won, and he won handily. When they talk about that, what they're really saying is it could have impacted our ability to sell the lie that we were telling about the election. That's what they're saying. So I want to make that distinction. He said if he were taken to court in New York, Dr. Gall Luft, he says he would not be able to say certain words that speak to the very reason that he brought this information to the FBI. I mean, I want you to understand, it would be like you knowing that there's a bomb that's going to go off in the middle of Manhattan, and you go tell the FBI, oh, speaking of this, this is like Richard Jewell. Hey, there's a bomb at the Olympics in Atlanta, and what did the FBI do? They accused Richard Jewell of planting the bomb. And after Jewell died, no, I think he found out before he died. So Jewell finds out after being persecuted for years, where people thought he was the guy who set the bomb in order to look like a hero, they found the guy, the legit dude. How pathetic is that? So you don't have to run very far to understand that the people that we think are going to do the right thing, that we can put our trust in, are the ones letting us down. How long until you don't have a country? Think about it in any circumstance. Look at it from the border perspective. How long can you allow the border situation to continue doing what it's doing before you break the backs of America? The back of America. How long? How long can you continue to put money into climate farce? How long can you continue to let special interest groups like LGBT or blacks or women dominate the discussion? As if this America is so oppressive to all those groups that we got to make special laws. How long before you recognize insanity or before it engulfs you? Because we are being chased by wolves. And they're circling. And I don't know if you know how it works, but wolves have a big perimeter and it spirals in. And when they start getting feet away from you, it means the attack is coming. The attack's here, folks. We're not talking about circling 100 feet away and we see them or we hear the howls. They are right upon us, looking us in the face and saying, you're going to be our next meal. What are you going to do about it? I hope you choose to do what Dr. Gall Luft did. Fight.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.